Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and with me on the phone is Luke Clayton. He's calling in from the High Mountain Camp where he's been hunting elk and bear. And you know, Luke, I have some questions for you. We talked about day-to-day life, but we talked about it in generalities. So I'd like to know a little bit about camp cooking. Let's talk about showering, sleeping. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What do I bring? All those kinds of things.
Well, Cindy, if you're one of our hunters, you know, you need to bring your gear for your clothing, of course, boots and all that, and then your bow. You need to be proficient with your bow when you get here. You know, there's not a place to train because we go after them. You know, you need to bring the basics like that. You'll be staying in a very comfortable cabin that sleeps six. Now, we, the guides and my partner and I that run the camp, we stay in tents, and our cook stays in a tent. Actually, I like it like that. It's very comfortable nowadays, tents are, with air mattresses and everything. We sleep good out there. But basically, you don't have to worry about packing a lot of stuff. You know, just your basic clothing and your hunting equipment is all you really need to worry about. Now, there's no running water in camp. It's back up in the mountains, nor is there any electricity. We have generators to use, and then we also have a solar. The rancher that owns the cabin has a solar panel set up for lights and stuff like that. So every other day, we go into, there's a shower, actually it's spring water out of a mountain that's about 5 miles away, but we go there and there's shower room set up. We go in there and then take a shower, you know, and everybody's highly refreshed after that. And
is that a nice way for saying it's cold?
It's chilly up there. It gets down on the average now. Well, I think night before last it was 38. It could be anything from last year. It snowed in early September on us up here, but haven't had any snow. But it could happen. It won't stick, but there could be sleet or snow. And these mountain storms is what you really have to watch. Last year, I had two guys, and they were in stands, and I was up there with this electric buggy, probably 2 miles from camp. It was downhill all the way, but it turned into a bit of a problem. A mountain storm come up, and they just pop up, and they're there, and they're gone. But this one had some about 50-mile-an-hour winds, and those aspens, those dead aspens, were snapping like toothpicks. And I tell you what, it was time to get out. By the time I got both guys together, it was raining cats and dogs, and you have to go down a long road, mile and a half mountain road, you know, just an old trail, really, but it's wide enough to drive an electric buggy. And lightning popping and, you know, things like that, you think, wait a minute, did I make the wrong call? And we made it just fine. We got back to camp, and we were a little wet, but we made it. Now, you have to level odds sometime. You have to wonder, well, is it better to stay up here and hope nobody gets hit by a fallen tree, or is it better to get on down the mountain? And, you know, nobody likes to be out with lightning popping, especially up in the mountains, because it seems like a lightning bolt up there is hovering about 100 yards over your head.
Yes.
When it, you know, it just seems like you're up so high that there's no warning. But there's all kind of little things like that that can affect day-to-day life up in the mountains when you're hunting, Cindy.
Can you just quickly give me an idea of, do we cook our own meals, or tell me about food and water?
We bring our water in. We have a camp cook who is awesome. Meals will be like smothered chicken, rice, and gravy. You might have cheeseburgers one night. Grilled pork chops with mashed potatoes. Breakfast is a big deal, pancakes, and, you know, I mean, we get a lot of physical exercise, but I usually gain a few pounds when I'm up there, Cindy.
Oh, Luke, you're giving me a whole different picture of roughing it. I just want you to know you're kind of just bursting that bubble.
I tell people it's as soft an elk hunt as you can have. We've got guys 72 years old. Of course, we make allowances for everybody, and we try to fit the hunter into the situation, but anybody that's in reasonably good health can get up there and hunt. You know, they really can.
Well, thank you, Luke, for giving us a glimpse of what it's like to hunt up on the mountain.
Thank you, Cindy. We'll be right back here next week, and we'll talk some more outdoors.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.